Hey, what's up guys? Have you ever heard of branding? Right? And you're wondering, what is the difference between personal brand and a brand? Right? My name is Haru Claveria and welcome to the new episode of MLM Branding Secrets. Okay? So in today's episode, I'm gonna give you the difference between personal brand and a brand in network marketing. Alright? So, let's just play the intro and dive into this.
So, here's the big question. If you are a real network marketer like us, you see that MLM is an amazing opportunity to build real assets for yourself. How to explode our team by using marketing strategies without even mentioning the MLM company we're in, or even the products. How to recruit our dream prospects into our own downlines without even depending on our family and friends, and create big incomes yet still have a lot of time to do the things that we actually want. That's the real mystery that this podcast will give you the answer. So, here's the new tactics without those old traditional MLM methods. My name is Harold Claveria, and welcome to MLM Branding Secrets.
Hey, what's up, my friends? And so, when I first learned about branding, I was so fascinated, right? If you ever got the MLM branding pack and you already watched those 5 videos, chances are you already have and you already know about branding, right? Don't worry, I'm also gonna upgrade the MLM branding pack. So to give you guys an update on that. Okay, I'm setting it out and figuring out for you to have a clear path about branding, okay? To get you up the ground and get started. I'm gonna upgrade actually the MLM branding pack, so don't worry about that. So if you ever watched the 5 videos of the MLM branding pack, you already have an idea about branding, right? And so there's a big difference actually about personal brand and a brand in network marketing, okay? In network marketing, chances are you're already doing branding. Especially if you're doing online marketing, if you're already posting on Facebook or on your social media accounts or anywhere, you are doing branding. Alright? Even if you don't do online strategy yet, you are already doing also a branding. Isn't that fascinating? Alright? And so, to give you guys an idea of what is branding art, okay, whether you like it or not, you are now doing branding. If you got a name, you got a personal brand. But most people are not even aware of it. If you're not even aware of it, don't worry. I'm gonna teach it to you. I'm gonna show you how you can be aware of this. Okay, this episode is to show you guys the introduction about branding. Okay, and then the difference between personal brand and a brand. Because there's a big distinction in this, right? So, I just want to ask you, do you follow some influencers or do you follow people in social media that you look up to in network marketing, for example? Right? If you watch the past episode, I've already give you an idea on to figure out on how to solve the problems in network marketing that you are facing, right? And so if you're already following people in network marketing or any other influencers online, okay, chances are they are also doing branding, guys. They are using branding strategies. But there's a big difference between what's outside and what's underneath the strategy. That's why this is called MLM Branding Secrets, because I'm going to share you guys the secrets strategies that we use on how to do branding the right way. All right? And so, those people that you follow, that we got to know, okay, we understand branding. So, we follow people on how to get to know how they do it. Right? Because chances are, if you're having problems in whether it's in online strategy or anything, right? Chances are You search it online, whether it's on YouTube or you stumbled a post, and see all those posts on how they help you in your strategies, right? And then you click follow or you click subscribe in order to get more content on how they do it, to experience it, right? So we follow people online to know and to give us an idea on how we can improve every single day. Okay, so why am I saying this? Because there's a big difference between normal people in network marketing, or even the people who are just starting in network marketing, and the people who are already know how to play the game the right way. All right, guys, it's all in the name of network marketing. Okay, to give you guys an idea on how to play network marketing the right way, is about the network marketing. It's all in the name. But most people or people don't even play network marketing the right way. What are they playing? They are playing network prospecting. They're playing network selling, network spamming. Nobody teaches marketing in network marketing, right? That's why I find on how people market online and how to do it the right way. And one of the big pictures that I've been fascinated about is branding strategies, right? Because it's an overall thing, not just in network marketing, but in also other things. Okay, so we follow people not to figure out what are they selling, right? We follow people to get value. You guys understand? We get value because we want to know how they did it. It's not to sell you guys again and again. Imagine if you're following a social media influencer or an online entrepreneur, and all of the posts for the following months is all about selling a product to you. Will you still follow that person? Okay, let's say in network marketing, to give you guys an idea, one of the influencers I follow is Eric Worre. Right? Whether it's up to you how to pronounce the name, right? But in network marketing, I follow Eric Worre, okay? Network marketing pro. So if you've stumbled upon him, he's doing network marketing, right? He's not doing network spamming. He's not doing network selling. If you guys still doing that, please, you have to be aware of this, right? Because they always share something valuable. They don't focus on the money. They focus on the things that actually makes money, on how they do things, the activities that that causes money, the mindset that causes money. Just look at their posts, look at their videos, look at their content. That's what they're sharing. They are marketing. They're not doing network spamming. You guys understand? It pisses me off when people are constantly posting their product opportunities just to make a sale in their network. Okay? You have to understand the biggest part of marketing. Maybe I'll tackle that in the next episode. Right? And so, to give you guys an idea, that is branding. Okay, so just look at your brand right now. If you're aware, okay, to get you guys an awareness of this, what's in your name, okay, you already have a personal brand. Personal brand is all about you. To give you an idea, that's branding. You're doing branding whether you like it or not. Okay? As long as you go out and meet people outside, you're doing branding. Okay? In your childhood days, in your teenage days, whether you're now, you have a brand. You have a personal brand. Okay? Harold, what is a personal brand? Right? Okay. Guys, personal brand is all about you. It's all about you. Nothing else. It's all about you. What is your personal brand? Because you have to know this so you don't get weird when doing network marketing, right? Okay, so ask yourself, what do people tell about you when you're not in the room? Right? What do your friends tell about you? What do your the people who just know you for a few weeks or a few days know about you? What are they saying about you? Okay, that's branding. That is your personal brand. So you have to be aware of your personal brand, because this is a very powerful thing. To give you guys an idea, personal brand is your own reputation. It is your own reputation. If I say your name and ask your friends and they tell me about you, you're doing branding. That's your brand. Okay, so if you are posting your products in social media again and again, chances are if I ask your friends, they're gonna tell that you are spamming, you're doing spam, or oh, he's one of those people in network marketing spamming or posting products, right? I'm not against that, but I'm against the idea of spamming people. Okay? There's a better way to do this. So just follow the journey in this episode. So this episode, I'm gonna give you guys a clear idea about personal brand and a brand, because a clear distinction on this. Okay? So your personal brand is your character. Okay? What are your values? Right? What are your values? Just ask yourself, do you take personal responsibilities for your actions? Right? If you did something wrong, and you know that it's your fault, you take responsibility of it. Or you blame other people. Right? Let's say, if you're not earning right now 4 digits, 5 digits, do you blame the government? Do you blame your parents? Do you blame your friends on why you are not earning? Okay? Because that's gonna affect your brand. It's your reputation. If you keep blaming other people on why you don't achieve your goals, you're doing it the wrong way. Okay? There's always a way. So, are you serious about your goals? Ask yourself, are you serious about your goals? Because if you're not serious about your goals, how about the people who will go through your goals? Let's say in your business, if you're not serious in doing your business and improving your business, improving yourself in your business, how about the people who are really serious? If you're not serious, chances are those people also not gonna take it seriously, because they want people who are serious in doing business. If you're not serious on improving your business, upping up your game, guys, okay, you have to really think about this. Another thing is, do you fulfill your commitments? Do you fulfill your commitments? So, to give you guys an idea, if you said 8 p.m., okay, you're gonna meet someone or gonna do an online presentation or gonna do a live meeting, do you go to 8 p.m. sharp? Do you show up? Or do you show up late? And you're just gonna make an excuse after that. Right? It's a commitment. It's a time commitment. It shows commitment. Every little thing that you do shows your brand. Okay? So if you said, let's say, if you're gonna have an online meeting and you are late, okay, it's 8, you set it 8 p.m. and you are late, guys, what does that tell you? Oh, maybe if you did that, right, first time is maybe he's, yeah, something cup-ups. But if you do it again and again, chances are you're also gonna have a brand, oh, he doesn't take commitments seriously. So if he said that he's gonna do it, nah, he's not gonna do it. Because I've seen it. I've seen that he didn't do it, right? So are you committed to your goals? Are you committed to your commitments? You get it? So commitment is very, very key. Look at people who are billionaires or millionaires. They value their time. So when they said something and they commit to something, they make sure they show up. they make sure to fulfill that promise, right? So, when you promise something, do you do whatever it takes to fulfill that promise? Okay? So, are you also consistent? Are you consistent? If you're doing an online marketing and you said that you're gonna post every single day to grow your social media or to grow your strategy, your online strategy, are you doing it? Because it shows your commitment, right? If you just post like once per week and you said once per day and you figure out that you didn't do it, what's gonna happen? It shows that you're not committed. It shows that you're not taking your business seriously. You're not taking your social media seriously, right? It shows commitment. So are you committed? Okay. Another thing is, are you just a follower, or are you a leader, or just a follower? Do you just want to pass your responsibilities to someone, or do you want to improve your skill as you delegate some things that you can't do in your business, right? Let's say if you're not skilled in doing presentations and you're still practicing, do you delegate it to other things? Okay? So, bottom line is this, guys. If you meet you, would you like you? Would you like to do business with you? Right? If you meet you for the very first time, will you do business with you? Will you like you? Will you trust you? You get it? Okay. Because guys, we do business with people we love, like, and trust, especially online, right? Even in offline. The reason why your friends and family, or the people that you already knows you, when you present them the business, it's usually an easy way, right? It's an easy sale. Why? Because they already like you, they already know you, and they trust you, right? It's an easy sale. But the people who don't even know you yet, they're gonna ask, will I like this person? Do I know him? Do I like him? Or do I trust him or her, right? Will I like you? Do I know you? Do I like you? Do I trust you? Okay? So, you have to also develop. Understand, if you're developing your success habits, right? Do you have success habits? Do you value your integrity? Do you value your words? Do you value commitments? Do you take yourself, your commitment seriously? Right? Okay. Do you innovate? Are you consistent with your actions? Are you consistent with what you do? You understand? It's your personal brand. Okay, so because these are the things that people will tell you about. These are the things that the people or the person, the people who will know you will describe you. It's how they will describe you. It's your personal brand. Right? So get aware. I want you to get aware on your personal brand. Okay, because it's your own reputation. Right? What are the people saying about you behind your back? When you are not in the room, what are the people saying about you? How do they describe you? Right? So that's your personal brand. It is you. And how do you define you? Alright? So another thing is defining your personal brand, guys. Is your categories or likes. Your likes. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? What do you want to do? And what are the things that you don't want to do? You have to be very clear on that. Okay, because you're gonna attract the right person, you attract who you are. Right? Let's say if you want to travel, if you post something about travel, chances are you're also gonna attract people who love traveling. Right? So if you post something about the government, a negative one, you're also gonna attract people who are negative about that post, right? Who like that post? So we attract who we are. So figure out your own personal brand and who you are, right? So, Harold, what is the difference between the brand, right? Okay, personal brand, and a brand. All right, to give you guys an idea, do you know Elon Musk? Right, the owner of Tesla. Basically, he's the Iron Man in real life. Right? If you watch Avengers, and you know Elon Musk also. Okay? He's an owner of Tesla. He's also the one who established PayPal and SpaceX. And there's so many things. Basically, his goal is to develop Mars, another planet, not just Earth. So, he built companies that is aligned to his goal, which is SpaceX, reusable rocket, electric cars, Tesla, and any other things. Okay? So, when you get to know Elon Musk as a person, that is his personal brand. Right? That's his personal brand. Now, a brand is something connected to him. Right? Okay. What do I mean by this? Let's say he wants to tap into the industry of electric cars because he needs electric cars in his goal, right? In the Mars, on the development of Mars. And so, I love this guy. Guys, he's one of my influencers that I follow because I love his ideas and I love his products and his company. Right? So, I'm gonna give you this as an example. Okay, so Elon Musk, he built a brand in the electric car category, in the electric car industry, right? That is his brand. Okay? So, as he's building, he already got a personal brand. So, he's committed, he's in his reputation, right? Basically, his reputation. That when people get to know him, he's committed to his goals. He'll do whatever it takes. Even though failure after failures, but right now, he's having success, right? And so, you keep on improving. So, that's personal brand. A brand is usually, from your personal brand, the category from your personal brand, okay? So, you pick a category that you want to tap into. So, for me, I want to tap into network marketing industry. So, I built a brand in the network marketing industry. MLM Branding Secrets is here as my personal brand in the brand, right? And so, I want to build in here. So that's why I build MLM Branding Secrets to show you guys how I'm building my brand. So that's awesome, right? So, this is the only thing that I share in here is all about network marketing, right? On how I can help you guys in the network marketing industry. I don't share something, let's say, if I did something not connected to network marketing, I'm not gonna share it in here because this is only for a network marketing industry, right? Now, it is from your personal brand. And building a brand is about marketing your ideas in a particular industry or niche, right? Until the world knows you to the point that you don't have to introduce yourself. Okay? So, for me, Steve Jobs, do you know Steve Jobs? Right? When you said Steve Jobs, there are so many words to describe Steve Jobs that pop out in your head, especially if you're already using Apple products, iPhone, right? iPads, and everything else. You already know the story of Steve Jobs. You already know his reputation, right? And so, you already know that because he built Apple, right? And he is serious about doing business, then the Apple company is also gonna affect his personal brand and vice versa, right? Because you know, like, and trust him. You also know, like, and trust his company, right? And so, that is his brand because he wants to tap into the gadgets industry, right? And Apple, gadgets, basically change the world using those gadgets, right? It's his legacy, okay? So, Apple products is caused because of Steve Jobs. It is his brand. So when you said Apple or iPhone, it's a brand. under Steve Jobs because it's his personal brand. Do you guys get it? Okay? So it's a brand. So in network marketing, what is your brand? Right? What is your brand? Do you have a brand in network marketing? Okay, because the people actually, most that I observe in network marketing, they're doing it the wrong way. They're building their foundation in someone else's brand. And they haven't built up their personal brand. They're not even building their personal brand. Right? If you're promoting your company right now, ask yourself, if you're promoting your company right now, and something happens to your company, right? But because you build your personal brand in your company brand, chances are, if something happens, whether it's a negative news or a promotion, you're gonna go up or you're gonna go down, right? Because you build your personal brand tied up into a brand that you don't even own. Unless you own the MLM company you're in. Okay? I'm not against the MLM company, but I'm just giving you the idea and strategies to do this the right way. Okay? And so, whether you hate me or not, right? My goal in here and the goal of this brand, of MLM Branding Secrets, is to share you guys the strategies that I've been using and to show you guys what I stand for in network marketing. All right? So, if you're building someone else's business, if you're building a foundation of your online foundation from somebody else's business, you're going to have a hard time building this online strategy. Okay? Just ask yourself, what if your company closes tomorrow? What will happen to those of your posts, to all of your posts online? If you post over and over again in social media, if your company closes tomorrow, what will happen to all your posts? Right? If the company closes, then you're gonna have to delete it or you post something new. And it's gonna damage your reputation. Because you built up your reputation with something that you don't own. You're getting it? Okay. And I'm not telling you to build an MLM company. Okay? That's a very different game. I'm not telling you that. There are so many awesome MLM companies out there. I love them. Because they're giving us opportunity. Okay? But the reason that I'm telling you this is to also build you up as a strategy. I build you up a long-term strategy. Okay? Because I want to give you guys an idea on how you can take control of your online strategy in your online reputation. Right? Because I already experienced it. I build up my online strategies over and over again into different companies. So when that company closed, I have to delete all those posts because the people that I talk to, they're just gonna see me as something who jumps into company A to company B to company C, even though they don't know the whole story, right? So they just look at something that I have to restart over and over again. I don't want that anymore. That's why I'm giving you guys this strategy. If you guys still want to do that and want to experience that, you're welcome to try it. Okay? All right. So, a brand, guys. Okay? So, whether you chose to build a personal brand or a brand, there's maybe I'm going to tackle this in the new emblem branding pack. Okay? And how to do this the right way. All right. So, in this industry and the brand, you can build up your personal brand first before you build a brand. Okay, so in here, actually, I'm going to keep playing the infinite game. What do I mean by the infinite game? Competing, guys. I don't even compete. Okay, to give you guys an idea on this is, if you're doing the same thing as the people or the thousands of people under your company, you're building competition, right? Because you're offering and posting the same thing. because you're building the very same brand. You guys understand? Okay? So, if you're gonna keep on building someone else's brand, they're gonna have the same marketing, and you all have the same marketing. So, as your company grows, let's say 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people, you're gonna post the very same thing on over your social media. If you don't build your personal brand, if you don't build your brand, are you getting this? That's why if I joined you right now, if what you offered me is I can get it onto other people in your company, I can just join another people, right? You guys get it? Okay, to give an idea, if you post something about your product in your social media account, if I saw that post and I buy directly to the company, do you get the commission? You don't, right? Because I have to buy from you in order for you to earn money, right? But if I go directly into the company, because that is what you're promoting, you don't earn a commission, right? So how can you get to know those strategies? How can you make it the right way? You have to really think about this. So when you're always promoting somebody else's product, you're always promoting and building somebody else's business. The same thing in personal brand. When you're building somebody else's brand that you don't even own, you're promoting that and you're building somebody else's brand. You get it? Okay, are you getting this? So, if all your marketing strategy right now is based on somebody else's brand, you really have to think about your strategy. Because you don't have 100% control in what you post right now. If what you're doing that, if that's what you're doing right now. Okay, I'm not against your MLM company. I'm just against the idea of you having no control on your strategy, right? Because I don't want you guys to experience what I experienced on doing this over and over again. Okay, the same thing on when I choose an MLM company, I always see who the driver is, what is his personal brand, because that's gonna affect his brand, that's gonna affect the MLM company, right? So if a person or the CEO or the person who owned the company is not committed, is not consistent, is not innovative, or any other things, they don't have any success habit, I know where the company is going, right? So, you guys are lucky if you build your brand or if you build your marketing strategy on a best reputation, right? But yeah, still go back to the same question again and again. What if your company closed tomorrow? What will happen to your reputation? Right? Because that's your personal brand. Okay? So that's a big difference between a personal brand and a brand in network marketing. Okay, to share you guys more about a little bit more about branding is if you don't want to be a leader in network marketing or in online marketing and you don't want to have many people under you and earn so much money, guys, you don't have to find how to do branding. Just follow someone. Just be a follower. Don't be a leader. And yeah, it's easier, but it's not worth it for me. Okay? Because branding, if you get to know branding on how to do this, if you find and seek ways on how to do this the right way, this is gonna be hard for you. This is gonna be hard for you if you just want the money, the easy path, the get rich quick strategies, right? Don't seek branding because this is gonna be hard. Branding is all about, usually for me, in network marketing, is about leadership, right? Leadership, it's a leadership development industry, network marketing is. Okay? So the people, just look at the people you follow, the people you look up to online, the sources of the solutions of your problems. What are they doing, right? So if you're gonna trade places with them, can you do it? Can you do what they do every single day, right? Okay, so if you want to do network marketing seriously and be a leader, have an impact on so many people's lives, whether it's your country or all over the world, right? You're gonna have to do this. You're gonna have to define this into 6 ways on how to do this the right way. Okay? It's still gonna be hard, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's gonna be worth it. Just look at those people that you follow online. Just ask them. Just ask yourself, is it easy doing that? But is it worth it? Right? Okay. For me, guys, it's not about money anymore in network marketing. It's not about just the money anymore. It's about building leaders. It's about leadership development, because this is the best industry that I see to build leaders. It's so easy to go in and easy to go out, right? But it's the entry point that matters. They can just go in. It's like you're enrolling into a leadership academy and you're gonna earn a side income as you build up your leadership. That's why the people who are earning so much money in network marketing is into leadership, because they all have leaderships or leaders under them, right? Okay. So, are you building leaders or are just building followers, right? So, if you want to be a leader in this space and build your business, guys, the people that follow have a one common thing online, right? Whether they're doing business, whether they're online entrepreneurs, whether it's Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, or any people that you follow, Eric Worre, right? They are building their own business. They're building a legacy. It's a people for them to remember. Oh, this brand, Eric Worre is this, right? They can describe them because that's a personal brand, right? So, to leave you guys in this, to close this episode, is I'm going to give you a tip, right? Because this is one of the quotes that helped me as I go through this. Okay, as I come go through any other influencers online or compare yourself and other people, right? Because we're comparing ourselves into other people, whether it's a company. Oh, he earns something. Oh, she earns so much money. What about me? Have you ever asked yourself that? Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys a quote that is gonna help you in here. Okay, so you cannot in any circumstances compare yourself to others, right? Okay, because it has always been a race between you against you. It is you against your yesterday, right? So compare yourself. Instead of you comparing yourself to other people, to success of other people, you don't even know what they've gone through privately, right? But you know you. So figure out how can you improve and compare yourself of your yesterday from the you right now. Okay, just keep track of that. So this is what keeps me going usually. This is one of the most powerful quotes that I heard in the online world that really, really helps me. Okay? So you cannot in any circumstances compare yourself to others' timeline, and because it has always been a race between you against you and you against your yesterday. Right? Okay. So, guys, that's the difference between personal brand and a brand. Okay? So, it's a personal brand, it is you. And a brand is you in that category. Okay? So, me, My personal brand is Harold Claveria, and my brand in network marketing is MLM Branding Secrets. Right? Is that clear? Same thing in Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a personal brand, and Tesla is one of his brands. Oh, I love that quote. Right? Okay. So guys, let me know your thoughts in whether it's a YouTube comment or something that you learned. Just give me a review in iTunes. Okay, or maybe post something on social media and tag me, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. Just be creative, whatever you want. Alright? So I'm excited for you guys to build your brand or to build your branding strategies on this. Okay? So again, guys, I appreciate you for listening to this. And see you guys in the next video. Bye-bye!
Hey, thanks for listening. If you want more strategies to build your own business, then please remember to subscribe and leave feedback. Would you like me to teach your own downline 5 simple MLM recruiting tips for free? If so, then go download your free MLM branding pack today by going to MLMBrandingSecrets.com.